Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. I am coming to you from the porch of my little cabin here, nestled in the trees behind the house. Got a campfire going out front. I really do. I wish all of you could be sitting around a campfire here with me. But I thought today we would talk about a hunting opportunity that maybe a lot of you haven't thought about. You know, javelina are a sporting little animal to hunt. A lot of people mistake them for being wild hogs, swine, but they're not of the swine family at all. They're a collared peccary, it's called, is the name of it, of the javelina. But a lot of people really have the misconception that javelinas are not good to eat. They're, you know, they just don't understand because they're not widespread. You know, they're out in Arizona. South Texas has a lot of javelina. But I'm going to tell you about a place not far from the Texas Panhandle that's got a lot of javelina. Knox County, which is kind of, well, it's about, I guess Knox County is about 80 miles from Wichita Falls, something like that. Ranger Creek Ranch is a ranch that I've hunted for, gosh, I guess 15 years now. It's just an awesome big cedar. There's some cedar break country, real rough country in there. Then there's some big farmland, some of the higher elevations, a lot of big old wheat fields in the winter. But there's a strong population of javelinas there. And the Wagoner Ranch, I did an article for a magazine a few years ago. The Wagoner Ranch, a famous Texas ranch, is adjacent to Ranger Creek Ranch. They share one of the same property lines, I know. Well, back years ago, the Wagoner Ranch stocked some javelina, and they would put culverts in the ground for so when it got really, really cold in the wintertime, the javelinas would have an escape place to get into and weather the cold storms, you know. But the javelinas took to that part of the country, that old thick cedar break country. They just, well, I guess there's a lot of protection and plenty of food for them to eat. So now there's a bunch of javelina up in there, and Knox County is probably one of the, other than South Texas, it's about the best place I know of in Texas to hunt them. Now, you can hunt javelina in Knox County up in the north zone up there until the 25th of February this year. So we've got some time to plan a javelina hunt. You can go online to rangercreekranch.com and check out, you know, the ranch and a lot of good pictures there and everything. And Rennell Scott is the owner of the ranch. Just give Rennell a call and she can help you out and give you some more information on hunting javelina and everything else up there. But as far as the meat from javelina, excellent meat. I've eaten several of them, and I think they're more or less a blend between venison and wild pork. They're very lean meat, but I think they're excellent. They lend themselves well to slow cooking with moisture, like slow smoking with barbecue sauce on them. But they also make excellent fajitas. I've actually just smoked the meat and then sliced it up and seasoned it up with fajita seasoning, garlic and jalapenos and all that, and then put them in a wok or a big cast iron skillet and turn them into fajita meat. But that's an excellent way to cook fajitas from javelina. Bow hunting, I think that's the most challenging little critter in the world to bow hunt. I guess a big one, the biggest one I've ever killed was 53 pounds, and that was down in Webb County, you know, South Texas. But an average javelina is going to weigh, 25 to 35 pounds. 40 pounder for that on, from that size on up, usually the older boars, they're getting to be trophy status, if you will. It doesn't take a big caliber rifle to kill a javelina. I think a little 22 250 is about perfect. You can use a bigger one, just make sure of the shot placement, you know, if you want to use the meat, which I highly advise that you do because it is really excellent. Folks, we are out of time for today's show. I thoroughly enjoy being with you. Remember to go to the website, hppr.org, and you can check out the archive of this show. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.